Returning from a nationwide inspection of war plants and military posts, he tells a Columbus Day audience in 1942 that Americans must be prepared to discard long-standing prejudices regarding age, race, and sex in order to support the war effort.
My fellow Americans, as you know, I have recently come back from a trip of inspection of camps and training stations and war factories. I had some enlightening experiences relating to the old saying of us men that curiosity, inquisitiveness, is stronger among women. I noticed frequently that when we drove unannounced down the middle aisle of a great plant full of workers and machines, the first people to look up from their work were the men and not the women. It was chiefly the men who were arguing as to whether that fellow in the straw hat was really the president or not. It is not that we do not have enough people in this country to do the job. The problem is to have the right numbers of the right people in the right places at the right time. In some communities, employers dislike to employ women. In others, they are reluctant to hire Negroes. In still others, older men are not wanted. We can no longer afford to indulge such prejudices or practices. In one community that I visited, a perishable crop was harvested by turning out the whole of the high school for 3 or 4 days. And in another community of fruit growers, the usual Japanese labor was not available, but when the fruit ripened, the banker, the butcher, the lawyer, the garage man, the druggist, the local editor, and in fact every able-bodied man and woman in town left their occupations, went out, gathered the fruit, and sent it to market. In a sense, every American, because of the privilege of his citizenship, is a part of the selective service. We are united in seeking the kind of victory that will guarantee that our grandchildren can grow and, under God, may live their lives free from the constant threat of invasion, destruction, slavery, and violent death.